Hey, Smitters.
What up, kids?
Hey, kiddos.
All you cool cats and kittens.
So, how's your week been?
It's not been too bad, Jen.
It is not my name. It is Jen. I noticed something on the way to work this morning.
What's that?
Well, my car doesn't have a CD player in it.
No, I don't think so.
No, it doesn't at all.
It could.
Could it? Is that not a thing anymore? No. I was on the way to work, and I was like, oh, I got a bunch of mixed CDs I could listen to.
A mixed CD.
Yeah.
List.
And then I started looking, and I was like, I don't have a CD player in my car, which I have, like, all my music on my phone that hooks right up to my car. But it's not the same as, like, pulling a CD out of your CD book and, you know what I mean? So old. Oh, my God.
You are old.
Also, y'all, I have to tell you what he was doing last night.
What was I doing last night?
I was trying to go to bed. I was super duper tired. And every time I'd go to sleep, he'd be like, I'm going to put crumbs in your ears. And I'm so weird about my ears. I'm terrified of anything getting in my ears. He would, like, reach over and act like he was putting crumbs in my ear while I was sleeping.
Well, if you clean your side of the bed.
I don't know how that happens. I truly don't. Because I could wash the comforter and the sheets and all that. And as soon as I put it back on the bed, there are crumbs on top of it. And I don't know how it happens. I think because you eat so much food in the bed that you drop crumbs everywhere.
Me?
No. Oh, yeah. So, the story tonight is extremely scary. I've been working on it for a little bit. And we've actually had requests for this, and I had never heard of it. Well, then I saw it on the show Sam and Kobe, and then we're actually going to have an appearance by Buff Nuts tonight because we
watched.
He's stopping by to give us a little commentary on Ghost Adventures. I'm just kidding, y'all. That's not going to happen. But we did watch Ghost Adventures, and you know how much we love Buff Nuts, so we're going to talk about what happened on there. And what's funny is the episode that we tried to watch, it's we're doing the Sally House. And I wanted to, you know, watch Ghost Adventures and see what they did. And every single time we tried to watch that episode, it would cut off. Like, we could not. It took a while to finish that episode because we'd have to keep cutting it back on. And then it would just act crazy and then cut off again. So that kind of gave me a sign that this is a super scary story. But fun fact.
Fun fact for you.
All the seasons of Ghost Adventures is on Max now. That used to be HBO Max.
Except for the one you needed.
Except for season 10. Which turned out it wasn't season 10 that I needed. So if you aren't interested and want to watch the Sally House episode of Ghost Adventures, it's season 13, episode 2. And it is on Max. So there you go. But yes, this story is super scary. It even spooked me a little bit while I was doing it. I jumped once because it came to this really crazy part and it reminded me of Insidious, actually. And you'll know what part I'm talking about when I get to it. But there is a lady that wears all black and it reminds me of the lady
in black
from the movie Insidious that you see that's always in the background and stuff.
The lady in black.
I guess. That's a totally different movie, right? The Lady in Black. That was a scary movie. And we were actually talking at work, and I was telling friends, I was like, you know, the movie that scares me the most, and I don't know why, but and it's not even a great scary movie, but it always gets me, is Oculus. Oculus scares the crap out of me. It's very scary, but you know, it's just one of those that you've probably seen like once and didn't think much about, but I've watched it several times, and every time, because it uses a mirror.
I don't like mirrors.
Yeah, it's got a big old antique mirror that's like the main focus of it, and I think that's what it is that gets me. But if you're looking for a scary movie and you've never seen Oculus, watch it, because it's kind of terrifying. But, yeah, it's one of those, because usually with scary movies, if I can understand what's going on and kind of figure it out, it doesn't scare me anymore. Like, I'm good with it. Like, I get it. This one, there was really no reason for any of this to happen, and it was just crazy. But do you have anything you wanted to talk about?
No, not really.
I have a question.
We did start the Winchesters, though.
Yes, we started that show, The Winchesters, and it's kind of slow.
I like it, though.
But I do like it, yeah. If you are a Supernatural fan, like the show Supernatural with Sam and Dean Winchester, this is the show about their parents called The Winchesters, and there's only one season. They're not going to do any more seasons, but... Each episode is narrated by Dean, and it turns out that I think in the last episodes or something, you said Dean.
Yeah, I think he makes a cameo.
Yeah, Dean and Bobby and Jack make a cameo. So I'm really excited about it. Like, I want to rush to see it, but then I don't because then it'll be over. Yeah. But, yeah, I think it got canceled, and they're not going to do any more, but I'm enjoying it. I like it a lot. I like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
And so if you need something, some more Supernatural, if you love that show as much as we did, then watch The Winchesters. It gives you just a little bit more in the insight on John and what was her
Mary.
Name? Mary, yes. Okay, so tonight's story is going to be kind of a long one. We've got a bunch of detail to get into. Y'all, we've talked about haunted houses before. This house is terrifying. It is so scary. And as I was saying, the Ghost Adventures episode, they got a lot of footage of stuff moving on its own. So if you get a chance, go watch that.
Check it out.
Also, we're going to get into this in the story, but there was a show in 1994 called Sightings. And they went to the Sally House and did a 4-part episode on the house. And I think you saw that it was on YouTube. Is that right?
Yeah.
So look up Sightings, the Sally House, and I'm sure you can find it. But yes, let's go ahead and dive on into this.
Dive on in.
Because
Carmen Bro is on right now.
Is it that one that's on?
No.
Oh. Okay. So.
But South Park is on.
It is on. The Sally House. The Sally House is the most haunted house in Kansas. Oh my gosh, you got my notes.
What did I do this time?
You have written in my notes. Oh my gosh. Some would even say it's the most haunted in America, and it's all because of the rumors of a little girl named Sally. The house was built in the mid-1800s.
Did you just get my note?
Some of them. In Atchison, Kansas. It's... I like the address you gave, though.
What's the address?
You said that the address was 6969 Pound Town.
Oh.
That is actually not the address, y'all. It is. Could you imagine that being your address?
I would love it.
Okay. It's located on 508 North 2nd Street. It's had multiple owners and even its own share of tragedy. The house was built by the Finney family. Dr. Charles Finney practiced medicine from his house, using the bottom floor for surgery and examination, and a bedroom as an office. The family lived upstairs until moving out due to lack of space. But, according to legend, a child named Sally was brought to the house. The mother said she had severe abdominal thank you. pain. Dr. Finney figured She had appendicitis and began emergency surgery. Now, when he started surgery, he thought that her appendix was about to rupture. So, he started to cut into Sally. But he soon found out the anesthetic that he gave her hadn't set in yet. So, Sally is a little 6-year-old girl with appendicitis, and he is cutting into her with no anesthetic.
Ouch.
Yes. As you can imagine, she went crazy. But he didn't have time to stop. So he continued until she passed out. Let's see. Her screams filled the house as the doctor kept trying to operate. And then the scream stopped. The child died. So, let's jump to New Year's Eve, 1992. Deborah and Tony Pickman are moving into the house. Deborah and Tony were still newlyweds and expecting their first baby. It was perfect for a small family, 3 bedrooms and even a basement. They turned one of the bedrooms into a nursery. And they knew about the rumors on the house being haunted, but everything seemed kind of fine. But then small things started to happen. Lights would flicker on and off. The oven timer would go off. The phone would go dead but come back on. But these things happen in old houses, right?
Right.
Which our bathroom light flickers off and on. Especially when I'm getting ready in the morning. I hate it.
It's just because you're evil.
Maybe. So, at the end of June, they had a baby boy named Taylor. They forgot about everything, all the little crazy things that were happening with the lights and the phone and all that. They were just happy to have their new baby boy in the house. They go to visit Tony's family. And they come home a little late and go upstairs to put the baby down. They walk in the nursery and they're shocked. Someone took all the stuffed animals and put them in a circle in the floor with all their hands touching. You remember seeing that on Ghost Adventures? Mm-hmm. They figured it was their sister-in-law. Besides, she was there that afternoon. She dropped off a high chair while they were gone. Maybe she was playing a joke on them. Something, you know, that she thought was funny. I wouldn't think that was funny. But, you know, maybe that's what it was. So, they call her and they ask. And she's like, yeah, you know, I came by. I dropped the high chair off for Taylor. She's like, yeah, I did go upstairs to see the nursery because she hadn't seen what they'd done to it yet, so she just wanted to check it out. But she did say when she got halfway up the stairs, she felt a really cold draft and started to feel really uneasy. She got creeped out fast. So, she ran down the stairs and left the house as fast as she could. Deborah started thinking after she got off the phone. She has felt cold spots before, especially going up and down the stairs. It tends to get a little drafty right there. Tony's sister-in-law asked if they thought maybe they had a ghost. Maybe the house was haunted. Which I love that they go right to that because, you know, like, that sounds like something I would say to anybody. Like, oh, is your house haunted? Instead of, could something be wrong with your air conditioning? But, yeah, so she jumps right to that one and asks if, you know, maybe the house could be haunted. It's an old house. So Deborah wasn't really surprised by this. She even thought it may be possible that the house was haunted. She always wanted to see a ghost, so she was kind of excited about this. She then talked herself out of it and decides that someone's just messing with them. You know, just playing a prank. Deborah and Tony put up all the stuffed animals, turn off the light, put the baby down, and go back downstairs. They get downstairs, and they see the light is back on in the nursery. They run upstairs and see one teddy bear sitting in the floor. Now, keep in mind, y'all, they just put all these toys right back up. That floor was cleared. They come back up. The teddy bear is sitting in the middle of the floor. So they search the house. They have to find who is doing this because obviously they're still in the house. So they look everywhere. They checked all the rooms. They went downstairs. They went upstairs. No one was there. So they put the bear in the chair by the door and turn out the light. They go back down. Then Deborah goes up to use the bathroom. She looks in the nursery. And guess what? Do you know?
What?
The teddy bear is sitting in the middle of the floor again. Tony and Deborah are terrified. They call Tony's brother Larry. So Larry comes over. And now, like when Larry gets there, the house kind of starts to behave. Nothing really happens for a while. So they're kind of hanging out and waiting. And then they notice that a teddy bear that they keep downstairs, it's turned in the opposite direction facing the wall. Now, that wouldn't be weird, you know, with people coming in and out of the house. But the thing is that when Larry got there, it was not facing the wall. They went upstairs to look at the nursery, came back down, and the teddy bear had turned all the way around. So, that's what, you know, made it weird. It seemed to have happened, as I said, when the group went upstairs to look at the nursery. And then Larry said that his boss's sister is a psychic, and maybe he can get her to help and get some kind of answer. So when Larry leaves, Tony calls his mom to let her know what's going on. Close family. And when they get off the phone, his mom remembers. She had a... Oh my gosh, you got on my notes.
Whoopsie.
She had a friend whose daughter, and you put was a whore... she had a friend whose daughter used to live in the house. So, you have to stop. She asked her friend if any weird activity ever happened in the house. And her friend said, actually, there was a strange, gross smell. And toys were always on the floor. Which is crazy because they're, you know... The toys are always in the floor. They keep picking them up and they always like come back down in that little circle. So, where was I? Every time she got onto the kids to pick up the toys, they would always blame Sally for making the mess. Which, of course, the parents just figured Sally was their kid's imaginary friend. You know, most kids have imaginary friends. I didn't.
Ashlyn did, didn't she?
Oh my gosh. Ashlyn's imaginary friends scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, it seems like I remember something about that.
We're going to pause right there for a second. Ashlyn, when she was little, like, she had a little, you know, she had her bed and then she had like a little kid table in there, just her size. And we had all her colors and her paper and stuff on there. So every night before she'd go to bed, we'd pick up a room. And, you know, she'd lay down and I'd put her little cartoons on or whatever. Well, the next morning I come in and I'm sitting on the bed talking to her, telling her good morning and everything. And I look over at the table and there's a picture on the table. And I was like, oh, you know, when did you do this? And she was like, well, my friend came after you went to bed last night. And it was a picture. I was like, who is this? Because it was two little girls. And she's like, that's me and my friend that comes to visit me. Oh my God, y'all. I about hit the roof. Cause I was like, your friend comes to visit you? And it was clear as day, like a little blonde-headed kid that would come and visit her. So she scared me a lot when she was little. She would say the most off-the-wall things, you know it? But I didn't really know what to think of that. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Time to exercise this house. But yes, that was our little story about that. But anyway, the daughter said that it, you know, she thought it was her imaginary friend. And what? Were you about to say something?
No, I hiccuped.
Oh, okay. You know, so of course that doesn't mean much because, you know, they haven't learned anything about the house yet, is what I'm getting at. So I did say, because I got on a tangent about our stuff, I did say that the kids said that their imaginary friend's name was Sally. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, as I said, it doesn't mean much to them at the time. But then, they get a call from Barbara the psychic. Barbara lives in California, and I've never heard of this, but I guess this is a thing. I don't know. She can pick up on things just being on the phone. She said, "You have a ghost child, a little girl. Her name is Sally." Barbara says, "Don't worry though. Sally likes you and she loves the baby and she won't do anything to hurt you, but she's a child, so you must talk to her. And if she misbehaves, talk to her about why that was wrong." Deborah was excited. Tony wasn't really. He didn't know what to think about it. Tony was a devout Catholic, so that was not a thing that, you know, they got down with, you know. Deborah, on the other hand, was all about this. She was so excited. The next day, Tony's brother George comes by, and Tony tells George about all the stuff going on. While they're talking, Tony takes a picture. And they're joking around. He's like, "Sally, say cheese." And as soon as he did, George saw the bear turn and face the wall. George yells, and that's it for Tony. He rushes up the stairs. George tries to follow Tony until something pushes him back and wouldn't allow him at the stairs. He even feels cold all over him. As soon as he was able to move, they get Deborah and the baby and leave. While they're getting in the car, Tony feels a sharp pain on his back. They finally get away from the house, and later on, Tony checks his back out. He sees 3 bloody scratch marks. Now, I'm going to go ahead and say that usually if it's a possession or a demon, something like that, because you don't really hear much about, I mean, ghosts really touching you, right? I mean, I would think it would be more of a demon hurting you. You hear about poltergeists and stuff like that, like moving stuff and throwing stuff, but I've never I don't know. I've never really heard of a poltergeist coming up and scratching you is what I'm getting at. You know what I mean?
Right.
So keep this part in mind, guys, because we're going to come back to it. If a demon scratches you, it usually is in threes, like there's 3 claw marks. And the reason being is they are mocking the Holy Trinity. That is why. And as you'll see, Tony gets his fair share of scratches. This poor man is still traumatized from this. Deborah calls the psychic to make sure they are still dealing with a little girl ghost because it just doesn't seem like something a 6-year-old child would do. Barbara's a little confused and decides to fly in from California to check out the house in person. When she gets there, she sees Sally and confirms the little girl is not dangerous. But it does turn out Sally doesn't like men very much. And I'm guessing the reason behind Sally not liking men is because of the doctor cutting into her before the anesthetic. And that would make any 6 year old, you know, scared of a large man, you know? Right. That's what I would think. So Barbara says that Sally didn't mean to scratch Tony, and they need to talk to the little girl when things like that happen and just let her know this is not okay. You cannot do things like treat her like a little girl. Like, you have to correct her and show her the right, you know, the right thing to do. So that's what they kind of decided they were going to do. Deborah decides to let Sally be a part of their family, seeing as though they can't move. They used all their savings on the house. There's no way they can just move right out. So she's going to take Sally in as her own child, as her ghost child. Deborah starts to talk to her when she's home, you know, "Hey, Sally, what'd you do today? Did you have a good day? What's going on?" She feels maternal towards her. And one day, Deborah goes and gets Sally a doll. She wraps the doll up. She puts it in a box and puts wrapping paper on it. And she puts it where Sally can find it. Later on, she goes to the nursery and she sees the doll. The doll is laying in the crib, but the box is still where she sat it, still wrapped with wrapping paper. I don't know how in the world that could possibly happen. Like, the doll is out, but the box hasn't been opened. So how does that happen?
Yeah.
Right? Deborah's impressed. Like, she's just, you know, what else can Sally do? You know, like, she's so excited about this. Tony does not like this at all. Which I think I'd probably be with Tony. I'd be, you know, I'd be like, why is this exciting to you? You know,
right.
I'd be like, this is terrifying. He sees it a little different from Deborah. Tony is starting to hear voices. And it sounds like more than one person. He's even hearing scratches in the wall. And as the months go by, Tony says it feels like something is biting him. He tells Deborah, and she brushes it off. You know, it's probably just Sally playing with you, biting you, you know? And Tony's like, whatever. So, on Halloween, Tony comes home. He goes to the kitchen to get a sandwich, and when he walks in the kitchen, Sally is standing there looking at him. And then she disappears. Now, I'm going to stop right there for a second. Tony drew a picture of Sally.
Was it a penis?
No, it was not a penis. It was a little girl. He drew a picture of Sally, which I will be posting on Instagram. And the way he describes her, he, even to this day, says Sally is an adorable little girl. The cutest thing you've ever seen. But, yeah, she disappears. And as time goes by, he's starting to think the ghost is more than just a cute little girl. One night, Tony and Deborah had friends over. While they were having dinner, and I know this is like a serious matter, but when I saw this, it made me think of Beetlejuice when they're all, when they've got their friends over eating and they start like dancing around the table. Like, this part, I mean, they don't do that, but it made me think of it. While they were having dinner, something scratches Tony's forehead. It even drew blood. Tony is asleep one night and has the most vivid dream. He dreamed something pulled him out of bed and dragged him by the wrist. The next morning he woke up. He had finger marks and blisters around both his wrists. Could you imagine? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I could not. Tony, this is the part that got me, y'all. This scared me. Listen, you're going to be like, oh yes, that is insidious. Tony even sees, oh, this isn't the part, sorry. He even sees a woman walking down the hallway. He followed her. She turned in one of the rooms. Tony looked in the room and no one was there. The couple tried to blame it on sleep deprivation causing hallucinations because of the new baby. They just figured they're not getting enough sleep. I figured the blisters and bruises would be enough proof. You know, that's not sleep deprivation. But, you know, they're trying to, as I said, they're not able to leave. So I would probably use any excuse I could possibly find to be like, oh, yeah, it's this. You know, that's all it is, you know. So I kind of get it. But in the back of my mind, I'd be like, that's definitely not what it is. Deborah refuses to believe that her sweet little Sally is doing any of this. So Tony decides to keep the incidences to himself. Which that's always a good thing to do. It makes it hard for Tony, having to keep everything bundled up inside. Christmas time rolls around. And the families get their Christmas pictures done. They go to look at the family photos. And in the photo with the family is a blur. I mean, it's probably Sally. She's part of this family, so she had to be in the pictures, right? They decide to show Barbara. Guess what?
What?
She says, that's not Sally.
Hell no.
She said, that's a totally different ghost. It's an older lady with a big personality. But it's probably fine, she says. I think Barbara needs to stay in California. That's what I think. The baby keeps waking up and screaming for no reason. And the Pickmans are having a hard time believing what Barbara is saying. You know, she's saying this older lady's okay. The baby's screaming its head off. Tony's getting attacked left and right. He's hearing voices. And then you've got Deborah in her fantasy world that's playing mom to a six-year-old ghost. So nothing's really going good. And Barbara claims to be a psychic that can see ghosts over the telephone. So I don't, this whole fiasco is just a mess. You know it? I don't know how psychics work. And I could be way off. You know, there are psychics that I see on Instagram that are like, yeah, I'll tell you your future or whatever. And they do it over the phone. So, you know, maybe that is a thing. Maybe I'm just being an asshole right now. But I feel like if something like this were happening in my house, I would want somebody to come to my house to really get the feel of what was going on instead of being on the phone where they don't get to see every room. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how I would want it. So one day, Deborah was in the nursery and a toy turned on. And this toy, like when the baby plays with it, it's supposed to record like the baby's noises, its little giggles and cooing and stuff like that, you know? So the toy turned on, and when it did, it had recorded static and otherworldly screaming. Which is weird because where would, you know, wouldn't they hear that if it was being recorded, you know? Like, would they hear somebody screaming and all the static and stuff, you would think? But how did it record that? Meanwhile, oh, this is the part I was telling you about. You must listen. Okay. Meanwhile, Tony is downstairs trying to take a nap. He wakes up and sees dust particles floating around. The dust particles start to come together. They form a woman wearing nothing but black, all black, black dress. Her hair is black. And she has a lot of hair, and it's like on top of her head, like piled on top of her head. Everything in the room starts shaking when he sees her. The door slams shut. It's just him in there with this woman. You know what she does?
What's that?
She gets her long finger that has lace gloves on it and points right at his face.
Nope.
A few inches from his nose. I'm getting chills. And as soon as she does, she says, I'm going to... But before she could finish, a blackbird appears on her finger. So, Tony crawls to the door, but it doesn't open. So, he's sitting at the door, terrified. The woman's bending over, reaching out to choke him. Tony wakes up on the bed. Deborah didn't hear anything. She did not hear the door slam when the woman appeared. And she did not hear Tony, like, crawling around on the floor. She did not hear the woman yell or anything. She didn't hear any of that. Because she was upstairs in the nursery dealing with her own shit. So, later on... Is that not terrifying?
Yep.
That reminded me of Insidious. Like, you were asleep when I was writing that part, and I got chills, and I think I even jumped. It was so scary. later on, the Pickmans got a phone call from the TV show Sightings. And I think I remember this TV show, like, back in the day. It was, I remember something called Sightings. Apparently, Barbara... Good old Babs, had been talking about the house in her lectures, and the producer heard about it. So, they wanted to come to Kansas and film the house and hear their story. Tony and Deborah are so excited. Maybe these people can help. I'm going to stop right there because I'm going to be honest. Most of the ghost shows that you see, they really just come and stir shit up and leave, right?
Right.
I mean, I know that's what Buff Nuts does. He comes in there and he pisses the ghosts off. And then he's like, well, that was fun. We'll see you later, you know, after he gets possessed or something. But, like, if you'll notice, all he does is go in there and, like, scream at the ghosts and tell them how awful they are and then leaves. You know? You there?
I'm here. I'm listening to you.
Okay. So... But yeah, Tony and Deborah are super excited. The crew arrives in July, and as soon as they arrive, the house started to show its true colors. As soon as they get there. While the Pickmans are getting interviewed, Tony gets scratched. Then in Tony's personal interview, he got scratched again. While the show filmed, Tony was attacked 11 times. By the end of the filming, Tony was covered with scratches. The parapsychologist said in his whole career, he has never seen anything like this. Tony did get scratched on his back, but that scratch was initials. They were the initials of MC. Which were the first and middle initials of the man that built the house. Michael Croman Finney. He was an Irish immigrant, and Michael died in the house a year after it was built. As you know, his son, Dr. Charles Finney, took over the house, and the show Sightings brought in a psychic who does say a doctor used to live in the house, and... He even confirms a ghost named Sally is also in the house. He even said that Sally may have been the doctor's patient. So, the psychic says Sally is stuck in the house, but also says there's a darker presence in the house as well. They go to the cemetery and they find the grave of a little girl named Sally Isabel Hall. Turns out it wasn't the right Sally. Because it wasn't a little girl. She died when she was in her 30s. But the Sightings crew, after that, they started up and they left, pretty much. The Pikmins were disappointed. They didn't really get any answers. But as soon as the sightings crew left, they were approached by a medium who offered to cleanse the house. They jumped at the chance. The medium found three spirits in the house. A little girl, a threatening older woman, and a spirit, she said, was a perfect gentleman. Now, remember that, because I have a theory. Before she cleansed the house, she asked if they wanted any of the ghosts to stay. Deborah immediately said Sally. Sally has to stay. That is her daughter. In the middle of the ceremony, Tony got attacked. When the ceremony was done, he had been attacked 8 times. Could you imagine? This poor guy. Yeah. And you saw when we watched Ghost Adventures, like, the pictures of the scratches he was getting. It was literally like somebody dug claws into him and was just...
Damn Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, like, it was awful. This poor man. So, with all this happening to Tony, him seeing things and all that, he's become very reserved and angry. But now at this point, he won't leave the house. He feels like he's kind of part of the house. Tony's starting to lose his mind a little bit. And how would you not, you know, going through what he's going through? Nobody seems to believe him. His wife is in La La Land with her ghost daughter. And, you know, he's getting scratched and attacked left and right. But also remember, Tony's still hearing voices. Tony has been hearing voices for months. Remember me saying that?
Yeah.
And at first, you know, when he started hearing the voices and I said it sounded like multiple people and he was hearing scratches in the wall, he couldn't really make out what they were saying at first. But now, they were loud and clear. They had been in his head for months, telling him to kill Deborah. One day, when Tony was alone, a stray cat wandered into the kitchen. It was drinking milk from a cereal bowl. It filled Tony with rage. He grabbed a butcher knife and stabbed the cat repeatedly to death. He then went and sat down on the couch, and all he could think about was, Deborah's going to be next. I'm going to stab Deborah. Later on, Tony would say he doesn't remember killing the cat. He was blacked out the whole time all of that happened. He walked in the kitchen later and saw the cat. He was terrified. He knew it was time to do something. He cleaned everything up so he wouldn't scare Deborah. And a few days later, something got a hold of Tony. Tony was coming out of one of the bedrooms upstairs, and something grabbed him and pushed him, trying to push him over the stair railing. It broke three of the little, railing things on the banister. And had he flipped over, he would have died. So it was trying to kill him. Tony called Deborah. She immediately believed him and realized it's not a little girl, because whatever it was, is trying to kill both of them now. Two weeks later, they moved out. Today, the Pikmins live a couple miles away from the house. They're very adamant that it was a demon the whole time. But it wasn't just a demon. They do believe that Sally and the older lady are still in the house too. They think the demon is using them as a front. And it worked, especially with Deborah. She loves Sally like a daughter. Many people moved in, but never stayed long. In 2004, the owner turned the house to the turned it over to the Chamber of Commerce. Now they do tours of the house. You can do daily tours or you can pay to stay the night in the house. That's it for the story. Now, I want to go to Ghost Adventures real quick. So, Tony and Deborah vowed they were never going to come back to this house ever again, right?
Right.
Leave it to Buff Nuts, Zach Bagans. He calls Tony and Deborah and he's like, hey, you want to come back to the house that you swore you'd never come back in? And they're like, okay. So as soon as they come back in, because he goes to their house and they tell him like the story and some of, you know, the bad things that happened. But then they get him in, well, him and Deborah into the house and they go down to the basement. And while they're down there, they haven't been there long. Tony gets burnt on the back of his head. And you saw that happen a few minutes ago because I was trying to rewatch it. He gets a huge welt, like, burn on the back of his head. And you can see when it happens, he didn't do it to himself or anything. And as soon as it does, they're out. They are gone. I do, though. I believe that what they had going on in their house. Now, I think when the psychic came in and she said that a perfect gentleman was in the house, I feel like that was a demon that she saw on its very best behavior. Because the Pickmans did start to complain of a sulfur smell in the house. And what does that mean?
Demon.
All the scratches were in three, which we went over, mocking the Holy Trinity. The voices in Tony's head were taking over, trying to tell him to kill Deborah. Even got him to kill an animal. Fires would start out of nowhere, which that's never good. And the pictures on the walls would turn upside down. And, you know, as I said, Tony was a devout Catholic. He felt like he was very close to God, and that's what the demon is going after. Deborah feels like she was also, I don't want to say possessed, but she was tricked as well into loving this child and looking over everything that Tony was saying, just ignoring it pretty much. Like, she was hypnotized by Sally. I'm not saying Sally's not in the house, because she is. There is a little six-year-old girl in that house, and when many people stay there, they hear her laughing. And, you know, even in Ghost Adventures, they have the toys out, and you can see on camera the toys moving by themselves. And that's actually a really good episode you guys need to watch. It is also said that after, you know, to add fuel to the fire, when Tony and Deborah moved out, a lady moved in, and there was a pentagram on the basement floor, and she would perform satanic animal sacrifices in the basement. So, you know, that adds to it, but I feel like the perfect gentleman was probably the demon. That stands out to me, you know? For her to just say it that way. It's not like, oh, there's a man ghost here and he's okay too, you know? No, she's like a perfect gentleman. So what does that even mean? Right? Like, he's on his best behavior. So I kind of feel like that was the demon in disguise. And I mean, that's just my opinion. I could be totally just wrong. But I also found, because that's one story. So I went online and I found a couple small tidbits about people that had been there. So I'm going to read these to you. They're not very long. And then I will let you guys go. It says, one of my old coworkers went there last year. They thought they didn't experience anything until they reviewed their footage on the GoPro they left recording all night. When they were ending their session, they went to turn the GoPro off, and a minute or so before she does, you can hear a little girl laughing. I know it wasn't my friend because she was talking when the laugh happened, and I didn't really believe her until she showed me the footage. So, there in the footage, they have, you know, Sally laughing, I'm guessing. And then, I've got this other one. It says, I've seen the episode on the TV show A Haunting about the Sally House. It's very scary. The storyline, because there are two legends, not just one, about what happened to Sally. So I was going to share this one through this story. The storyline is that the owner was a doctor who had an affair with the African-American housemaid, resulting in the birth of a child, a girl named Sally. When she was around 6 or 7, she became ill, and it was determined that she needed to have her appendix taken out. But the doctor didn't want anyone to know about her, so he refused to take her to the hospital, and she died. Her mother was very angry and attacked the doctor, resulting in her death. The doctor moved away, but Sally and her mother remain as spirits in the house. The mother is still grieving her child and is the one who supposedly attacks the visitors, but Sally is a happy ghost and tries to play with the children that move in. No families stay very long due to the vicious attacks, usually to the adult males, and I suspect the doctor buried the bodies of Sally and her mother somewhere on the premises or in the basement. I did see that if you go down to the basement, sometimes things are thrown at you, like little rocks or bricks and stuff like that. That is the other story. I don't know. Even on Ghost Adventures, one lady, the lady that kind of takes care of the house and helps with the tours and stuff, she said that before the house was built, it was Native American land. And it's very possible that, you know, a Native American could be buried there because she has seen a Native American in their tribal gear walking around the property. That's the first time I've heard anything like that about it, but you know, she's there all the time, so she knows more about it than I do, y'all. So definitely give that a watch and see what you think. This story has definitely, it really got me. But also, I know what y'all are thinking, that sometimes, you know, demons will disguise themselves as children. I don't think this is the case. I think Sally is an actual child that's trapped in that house with a demon and a lady in black. That's what I think. But again, I could be wrong, and y'all can make your own opinions. Do you have any opinions on that?
I'm going to leave that to you.
You're going
to
leave it to me?
Yep.
All right. Well, you guys, thank you for joining us. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to check Instagram, because from some of the people that have seen Sally, they've all drawn pictures of her, and I'm going to put those pictures up so you can see how close each of them are, and you can kind of get an idea about what little Sally looks like. I'll have pictures of the house, and I don't know what else I've got. Oh, I've also got a picture of the room with the toys sitting in a circle. So that's a good one too. So be sure to look at Supernatural Smut Podcast on Instagram and make sure you see those visuals. Thank you guys for listening. To see you guys. Well, I hope you come back and hear us next Sunday, and make good choices and drink lots of water. It's hot out there. We will see y'all next time. Bye guys.